we'll start out with the Information Technology Laboratory. Tell me what the ITL does inside of NIST.
ITL has as its core mission the promotion of innovation and industrial competitiveness through measurement science, standards, and technology, development of technology, through research and development in basic information technology, mathematics, and statistics. And so we do that through sort of four main core competencies, IT measurement and testing, that is, measurement of information technology itself. We do mathematical and statistical analysis for support of measurement science across the rest of NIST, modeling and simulation for measurement science, and then information technology standards, development, and deployment.
So you are one of the innovation leaders inside NIST. You use that word. It's a word that I hear a lot when it comes to IT in the federal government. What's your, I guess, what's your vision of innovation and what it looks like in the federal space?
Well, this is really interesting. From my perspective, the Information Technology Laboratory is a little bit different because the field in which we work changes so rapidly. So information technology is sort of, you know, reinventing itself every 18 months or so. And so we have to be very nimble and agile to respond to those kinds of needs and requirements. For example, innovations that are occurring in the IT space, the manifestation of those include, the proliferation of handheld devices, new medical technologies, new and smarter manufacturing technologies, the information technology associated with smarter delivery of energy, transportation networks. IT really touches just about everything in the innovation space, and so we view information technology as a very serious driver for supporting innovation across every sector.
The agencies that you deal with on a regular basis, what are they asking you? What are they telling you they're struggling with, that kind of thing, when it comes to the areas that you and your team work?
Well, I'll give you a few examples. We work with the Department of Homeland Security fairly regularly on a variety of issues surrounding cybersecurity, for example. We have a long history of in our computer security division and in the rest of ITL of providing technical expertise both in the area of standards and in the area of development of new technologies to support cybersecurity. In the case of the Energy Department, we work closely with them in the development of new technologies surrounding the smart grid, which I alluded to earlier, this notion of a more intelligent delivery system for energy. We have interactions with the National Institutes of Health, and particular with the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology at HHS. In that case, we're interested in promoting interoperability of information technologies for healthcare. And, so some of those, those challenges we're really fortunate to be able to work with the industry partners that we have, along with the federal agency partners.
So cybersecurity, smart grid, and health IT, you've touched on a few things that there's a little bit of attention on in the federal government right now.
Just a little bit. We also, of course, work with OMB on the advancement of cloud computing, one of the strategies for reinventing IT in government. So, we have a pretty wide portfolio of pretty high-profile projects.
When I think about some of the things that you're talking about, I think about, and you mentioned interoperability, I think about interagency collaboration. What are some of the successes that you're seeing that your team is working on at making it easier for agencies to communicate not just with you and to share information not just with you but with each other across silos?
Sure. Well, NIST for quite some time has been a member of multiple interagency bodies. So the most prominent in the IT space is the Networking and Information Technology Research and Development Program, which is a large interagency program specifically devoted to sharing information across federal agencies in all aspects of information technology, both the research and the development going on there. We do a lot of work with respect to the outreach in cybersecurity. We work very closely with, as I mentioned, the Department of Homeland Security, but also in the area of cryptography, for example. We work very closely with the National Security Agency on open standards. We have, for example, currently going on a competition for the next hash function to be selected by the federal government. So we're working closely with the international community in that sphere. We work with the Department of Homeland Security again on and also with the Federal Bureau of Investigation on biometrics research, particularly biometrics data exchange. So those are some of the examples where we have, you know, interaction with other federal agencies.
Congratulations on the new job. You took over November 21st as the new director of the Information Technology Laboratory. What's your vision for where you would like to take this organization for the time that you're in charge of it?
Well, let me give you a caveat that I've been in this job just under a month now.
Sure.
So the vision is still under development, although I do have some very serious focal points that I want to deal with. One in particular involves something I referenced a little bit earlier, which is this the ubiquity of computing devices and the ubiquity of computer networks and network communications. That's going to have such a transformative effect on the IT space that I'm convinced that we really have to tackle that in a very meaningful way here at ITL. We are also looking at outreach with respect to the areas of cybersecurity that I spoke about earlier. We are the coordinator on behalf of the federal government for the NICE program, which is focused specifically on cybersecurity education, the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education. We also have a significant effort in the development of cloud interoperability, and I think in much the same way that mobile technologies are transforming the IT space, I think you can assume that cloud has the potential to do exactly the same thing, not just within the federal government, but much more broadly. And so we're certainly going to be interested in maintaining a significant effort in that space. So those are just a few examples of some of the things that I expect to continue to emphasize.
I see that you got both your undergrad and your PhD from UVA, so you are a Cavalier through and through.
That's right.
Are you planning on attending the Chick-fil-A Bowl at the end of the month?
You know, unfortunately, I can't. I would love to be able to do that, but regrettably, the schedule just doesn't permit.
I'm going to guess you're going to go with the Cavaliers over Auburn in that one.
Yes, I think I've got to be a true blue Cavalier in Oahu and support the Cavs.